every stinking game matters. You can't make the national tournament in October, but you can certainly put yourself so far behind the eight ball in October that the national tournament will never be a reality. Non-conference games mean a ton. Things change tonight. Conference points are on the line tonight.
And I believe a non-conference game is as important as a conference game, too, for a variety of different reasons. It all depends on how you want to peel back a lot of the different layers. But I think the one thing about a conference game is what you just said. You are playing for a banner. You know, you had the ability of winning something, winning a championship.
The CCHA postseason tournament will be dictated based on how you finish in the standings. A champion will be crowned based on finishing first. You want further proof that every game matters? Did you see the excitement when North Dakota pulled the goalie and scored the extra attacker goal to force overtime? They went from a 100% loss in the pairwise to, by losing in overtime, only losing out on 10%. Every game matters. But playing for a championship? Well, that's a whole nother ballgame.
When you walk into our locker room, there's a standings board, the CCHA standings of eight teams. We look at that every day. So we know what's at stake. We know where we stand. And you get ranked according to how you're doing in your league, basically. Whoever you play in the playoffs is all predicated on where you end in your league. And there's just a lot of things that, again, you know what, the fans are looking at the conference standings. They look at overall, but they're looking at it punches you right in the nose, the conference standings, when you go online or when you go into the locker room or whatever it might be. So,
well, Bemidji State didn't get 100% credit for the win last Saturday. They certainly needed the win, needed to be rewarded for playing well. And Ross Armour put the team on his back, scoring that game winner in 3-on-3 overtime. Arullo launches one off the far side wall, picked up there by Ross Armour. Armour tries to get around his man, shoots and scores! Ross Armour puts it up over the shoulder of Zach Driscoll, and Bemidji State wins it 4-3 in overtime.
Beautiful shot, and what a good opportunity for Armour. He took it kind of awkwardly off the sideboards, but used his speed.
Yeah, it was huge. Obviously, we were pushing to get a win there, so to get an overtime win in North Dakota, especially in that building, that was big for the guys. It's big for our confidence. We're going to two conference games here against Northern Michigan, so to end off on a high note is really good for the guys.
Tonight matters a lot. Conference points and a CCHA championship are on the line. Beavers and the Northern Michigan Wildcats. Next, Budweiser pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network.
I'm playing for